UNHCR says that people of all faiths in the Central African Republic are excited about the visit of Pope Francis, with banners flying throughout the country in the run-up to his arrival. The agency says that people are hoping that the visit will help the reconciliation process as unrest continues. The intracommunal fighting, which started in September and flared up again in late October and November, has left scores of people dead, hundreds of homes destroyed, and more than 70,000 people displaced within CAR, reversing a pattern of returns seen in much of the country in the first 9 months of this year. Hundreds of people have also fled to the Democratic Republic of the Congo since September. The fighting has already led to one postponement in the presidential and legislative elections from October the 18th to December the 27th, as well as stoking the sectarian divide and intercommunal tensions. However, Dalia El Achi, UNHCR's public information officer in Bangui, says that there is some hope.
There's a lot of enthusiasm among the refugee population when it comes to the upcoming elections. The fact that their own national authorities have gone to the asylum countries to register Central African refugees was very well welcomed. They felt that they were recognized as full members of their society, that somehow it was considered as a step to rebuild the broken trust between their own government and themselves.
But amid the optimism that a democratic process will take place, UNHCR says that the recent waves of displacement have created new needs for protection, emergency shelter, healthcare and psychosocial support, as well as water and sanitation. At the same time, humanitarian organisations have been increasingly targeted since September. Dalia El Achi says that there is an increasing anti-international organisation sentiment in CAR.
Well, I mean, the main difference between the recent violence and the violence that started in December 2013 is the fact that humanitarian organisations were directly targeted, which is really hindering all humanitarian efforts and which is making it very hard to reach the most vulnerable.
UNHCR says that there needs to be guaranteed humanitarian access and protection of aid workers. Nikki Chadwick, United Nations, Geneva.